If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dean Richards joins us with entertainment news, and it's a Batman anniversary today, isn't it?
Today is the anniversary of when Batman first appeared in the funny papers, in the comics, in the newspaper. 1944 is when we first got to Batman and Robin in our newspapers. He had been a comic book, and the year before that, Batman appeared in the movies for the very first time. It was a black and white film called The Batman. And if you get some time today and you want to watch something really painfully ridiculous, it's the trailer is on there on the YouTube. And it is, you know, because this was right in the middle of World War II. 1943. So the plot line is that Batman is a secret U.S. government agent fighting the Japanese.
Wow.
And they have, I forget the name of the white actor who plays the Japanese bad guy in the movie. You know, they do his eyes, and it's like a just painfully terrible stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is just, you know, filled with bad ethnic references for the Caped Crusader.
Yeah, of course, you say Batman, and for a lot of us, we still think Pow Zap, Adam West, right?
Of course, of course. There is a scene in the movie where this Japanese bad guy has Batman tied up, and he's got a woman zombie, a beautiful woman zombie, that he orders to go and slap Batman in the face. And she slaps Batman, and Batman, in a very Adam West sort of way, goes, "You evil devil, you." So I don't know if Adam West saw that and, you know, took it, because it's very, very Adam West.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Let's talk about Wicked, and we've also got some Tony Award news that ties in.
Yeah, it does. Yesterday they announced that the movie Wicked, which is up for 10 Academy Awards, is going to be coming to the Peacock Network on March 21st. That'll be after, that's like, you know, 2 weeks after the Academy Awards are actually given out. But if you've been waiting to see Wicked, or you just, you know, want to see it over and over again, like a lot of people have been, it'll be on Peacock starting March 21st with bonus content, a sing-along version. That's the one that I'm going to make sure Bob gets.
Oh, yeah.
Some deleted scenes and also some behind-the-scenes featurettes. Now, the movie stars Ariana Grande, who was nominated for a Supporting Academy Award, but also Cynthia Erivo, who is nominated for a Lead Actress Academy Award. It was announced yesterday that she will be the host of the Tony Awards this summer. She is no stranger to the Tonys. She won one herself when she starred in The Color Purple in 2016. Tony Awards are going to be on CBS on June the 8th.
Aren't we getting closer to the Oscars?
March 2nd.
Yeah, wow. It's
right around the corner. Wow, is that a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I wonder if, and I'm sure they'll do something like the Grammys did to honor Los Angeles and pay tribute to the first responders. Have they announced anything yet about that?
They haven't, but they've been very low-key in promoting it this year.
Yeah, I know. I forgot it was. I saw something about it coming up in a couple of weeks, and I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I saw they ran a commercial for it yesterday, and Conan O'Brien is the host. And I fully expected Conan to be in full clown mode But he is very, very, very low-key and kind of serious, actually, in the promo. So I think they're going to take a little more serious approach, given the devastation of all of the fires. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see how it's going to play out. But, yeah, March the 2nd, it's right around the corner.
Dean, tell us about this Kanye West movie that's coming.
Well, boy, I just can't. First of all, I can't wait to review it. number one, mm-hmm. But number two, apparently the details are sketchy on this, but apparently a movie has been made with Kanye West and his wife Bianca Censori. These are the ones that were on the red carpet at the Golden Globes, and she was pretty much naked on the carpet.
Yep.
His behavior speaks for itself over the years. But they have reportedly made what is being called a fashion film. It was supposed to come out last November and is said to be made up of multiple vignettes and montages of West and Censori together, seeing Censori through Kanye West's eyes. So no word on when this is going to be out. What it will be called,
but you can't wait to review it.
But I can't wait to sit down with a nice bucket of popcorn and
and trash it.
And, well, I got to keep
an open mind.
I got to keep an open mind with it. I've never, in all my years, I've never walked out of a movie yet. Who knows? This could be the first one. We'll see.
There's music news today about Michael Jackson and a big auction.
Yeah,
fill us in on this.
This is kind of interesting. Every once in a while, some memorabilia of Michael Jackson is discovered somewhere and it goes up on auction. This time, it is three cassettes with unreleased and unedited songs that were preceding Michael Jackson's Dangerous album. The Michael Jackson estate is saying that the cassettes are copies of the original master recordings, and they say whoever buys these tapes will be unable to reproduce them or play them publicly because the estate still owns the rights to the music. But even given all of that, the three cassettes are said to be worth $200,000. So we'll see what they wind up getting at auction. You know, just to have some cassettes of Michael Jackson music, I guess, fans would be willing to pay for something like that. Good luck finding a cassette player.
Yeah, that'll be the problem.
To play them on. Right.
Tell us about this actress who has been in the Star Wars sequel trilogy movies.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars fans know Daisy Ridley for sure. She played Rey in three of the Star Wars movies. And there is talk that there is going to be another Star Wars movie in which she will star. I talked to her about her current movie, but also asked her what she could tell us about this much-anticipated Star Wars movie. So when we sat down with Daisy Ridley, we talked about this new movie that she has that's coming out tomorrow that's called Cleaner. And it is a story of an ex-soldier who turns window washer. Got to admit, that's an original concept. That's not one.
Haven't heard that one.
Ever heard before. She's an ex-soldier turned window washer just as 300 hostages are taken during a black tie gala at the top of a high-rise office building. So it's got a little bit of a Towering Inferno kind of, buzz to it all. I talked to Daisy on a Zoom chat not too long ago, and she explained how they took her up into the sky. I'm wondering how much time you actually spent on sides of buildings here, or is it all movie magic?
I spent a lot of time hanging off a maid building. So that was, it got to the point, I was like, off I go again. Bye-bye, everybody. So that was a long time. It was this amazing set that was built, but it was high. So it was between 30 and 60 feet I was traveling up and down. And I'm not a huge fan of heights, so I was happy that it wasn't too high. But yeah, it was a lot of time. And then even things, because the practical things, when the cradle judders, practically it was doing that. So you do get the adrenaline jolt of, oh my God. And playing someone who literally feels like any movement, they might fall off the side of the building, is very tense. There were moments in the film, like when I drop, and before I suffocate a man, I was being held by two guys in the corner of the room. And then you think, the margin of error is so small that you are literally entrusting your life to, and I'd known the rigors very well by that point, but it's such a trust exercise to think, yeah, okay, I'm going to put my life in your hands.
Everybody has been asking, you know, what's the latest about New Jedi Order? Can you give us an update on that? What's the latest? What might we would be expecting?
The update is that the amazing George Nolfi is on to write. Is an amazing writer, and he's in the process of writing, and I'm waiting for a script.
So there we go. The script for this next Star Wars movie, New Jedi Order, is not even done yet. So, you know, it's going to be at least a couple of years until they get the script, they start filming, you know, start to get things ready. For Star Wars fans are going to have to be patient for a little while, but it definitely looks like one is going to happen. So, you know, we'll look forward to that. I enjoyed her as Rey in the three movies that she and Adam Driver starred in.
Yeah, sounds like a nice person, too. All right,
I love her accent.
Yeah, me too. Kanye West on line one, so we'll let you go.
Thank you. I'm busy talking to Helen Hunt right now, but I'll get to him in just a minute.
Talk to you tomorrow.